This is a Hat Trick podcast.
Oh, lovely.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Do you remember your sex education? Was it helpful to you? Was it filled with scientific information rather than real, practical advice? I'm Diggory Waite, and this is The Real Sex Education. In this podcast, I'll be interrogating sexual myths, posing sex questions to special guests, and opening up our mailbox to answer your relationship conundrums. In order to do this, though, I need an expert. A sexpert, if you will. But the only sex and relationship therapist I know is my mum. Hello, mum.
Hello, Diggs.
Hello, and welcome to The Real Sex Education After School. I'm Diggory Waite, and I'm joined, as ever, by accredited sex and relationship therapist Kate Campbell. Hello, mum.
Hello, Diggs.
Mum, we're back for another episode of The Questions, which we love. They are sent in to you, our listeners, on our anonymous Google form.
They're sent in from you, our listeners.
Sorry, what did I say? Sent in to you. We should start doing that, is sending you guys listening some questions to answer.
We ask them questions.
We give them polls. We give you guys things to answer.
Is
there, before we start today, is there anything you want to ask people? Because we can get, you know, we've got a few listeners now.
Has anybody sent us their lunch yet?
Not yet. I know. I don't know what's going on there. Not yet. Guys, mum loves lunch. She wants pictures of your lunch, pictures of your dinner. A lovely person who sent in a question said that he was having chicken biryani for
chicken
dinner.
Chicken biryani, that was very exciting.
We would have, I'm afraid you're going to have to just put them on Instagram and tag us in them, and then we'll be able to see them that way.
I can put my lunch on if you like.
Now, mum is saying this whilst holding up a penguin to the camera. Is that your lunch, a penguin?
No.
Okay, good. I was going to say.
Although I do like fish.
Is a penguin a fish?
No, but they like fish.
And now, is it a bird or is it a mammal?
I'm one of them.
Yeah, good. Well, we've got to the bottom of that. Thank God we're not some sort of zoologist podcast. put the penguin down. Put the penguin down. Regular and keen-eared listeners remember that we had the penguin a few, like, ages ago now, and the penguin would sort of adjudicate on whether I thought an idea was good or bad. And I think now that you brought the penguin back, let's bring the penguin back. And I will start... Not back on screen. Don't need to put it in front of the camera. But we can bring the penguin back, and then you and I'll start. I'll say something and the penguin can say whether I've got it right or wrong. How about that? The penguin judge. What I don't like about this podcast is that for people not watching on YouTube, which is the majority of you, mum just makes faces in response to me, which for a podcast is just so... It's unfortunate. I'll say that.
You know why I was making
Thank
faces?
Thank God, I really thought
you were
going to
make
a face.
You were being so disapproving. I thought, well, I'll shut up then.
Yeah, but why does that happen every episode? Oh.
Listeners. Diggory keeps producing thumbs up and balloons and rain and stuff.
Did it happen
on his
again?
Screen. That's
Did it happen
I was
again?
Laughing. What were you
oh,
laughing
you,
at?
I thought you were laughing at the fact that I'd sort of realised halfway through why you always do this because you're disapproving of me.
No.
When
I said it, there was a thumbs up immediately.
Oh, for God's sake, this is so bad.
Which was
bad.
So beautifully timed.
It's so
Brilliant.
Bad. So there's this, my computer has some sort of software that across all on Zoom, on the thing that we record on here, Riverside, on any video application, if I put a thumbs up, a little animation of a thumbs up comes up on screen.
Well,
and it's just, it's ridiculous.
It's so funny because a lot of my clients have this as well. And and when they're really intense and upset and balloons appear all across the screen, it's
yes.
very, it's, I mean, it doesn't do happen on my screen.
I'm trying to work out how to do the balloons one. I definitely.
Oh,
look, wow! Confetti's coming down.
He's got confetti.
if a client is having a really bad time and they put two thumbs down,
it rains.
It's really funny. Also, when I have meetings for work and stuff, like, that also happens. And with my boss, we had a really fun back and forth, and she was like, so then she was like, what has just happened? I had to explain the whole thing and be like, I'm really sorry. And she was like, make a love heart. And I was like, okay, I don't know if that will... Oh my God, it works. Anyway, lots
and
of fun.
And the screen
there
is covered in hearts.
Yeah, there you go. The screen got covered in hearts. Wow.
I wish I could do that. Mine won't do it. Mine switched off.
But like I say, I mean, you looked up what software it is, but it just came with my computer. I didn't ever do it myself. So I'm just going to leave
it. You've got a new laptop. Yeah, but you can switch it off. It is possible to switch it off.
At this point, I don't want to. I might be forced to.
Well, I've just had an update, so I had to switch it off. Otherwise, I would have had...
Oh, it's the update.
It's the update. So I would have had rain and things all over my screen, which is not very professional. But my clients have it, and I don't like to... I'm not going to tell them how to switch it off because I enjoy it very
exactly.
much.
That would make things... That would break the tension, I imagine. Although, you know, just let's get this out of the way really quickly. I say break the tension... Is it always therapy sessions tense?
No, not necessarily. But when we're doing
I'm not going to lie. The only thing I can hear, I can't hear what you're saying, but I can hear you laughing in the other room sometimes when you're doing your therapy.
Yeah, it's quite often quite fun. But when we're doing EMDR, which is a trauma therapy, that's quite intense, to be fair.
Yeah.
But people do this when they're doing EMDR.
Mum is patting her shoulders.
Oh, yeah, sorry. And that sets off, that quite often, doing that sets off the bloody balloons.
Oh, God, on the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go.
Well, that's... Mum's brought the penguin back again. Okay, guys, you've seen the title of the episode. We're back for more questions sent in by you, our listeners. You can send them in by following the link to the anonymous Google form that is in the bio of this episode and also our social media channels. We are at the RSE Pod on Instagram, TikTok and X.
Oh, formerly known as Twitter. Isn't
How? Yes, it is, Mum. This is mad.
Because I'm not listening.
I know, but you need to. You take so long to realise it. It's
your
cue.
Yeah, I was just thinking about things. And
what were you thinking about this time?
Never mind.
Great.
Yeah, I was just anyway. I was thinking, and so I wasn't listening. And then when you cued me, I wasn't ready.
Okay. Well, better be ready for this because we've got a really interesting first question. Again, those who've seen the title of this episode will know we've got a really interesting question here from a 27 gay man who's single, sad face, from Israel. Let's get started. And also, can I just say that is continuing our streak of having just people from countries that begin with the letter I announce where they're from. We've had Italy, India, Israel. If people from Indonesia do want to get in contact, they can. But just remind
Ireland.
Ireland.
It's got done a thumbs up again.
How it's never happened when we've recorded before. How is it happening so often in this episode? Maybe I do need to turn this thing off. Yeah. It's going to be very distracting. But another reason to check us out on YouTube.
Yeah. Ireland.
Yeah, you can get in contact. But I just also want to say, guys, you can message in if you're from anywhere else. So please do.
Anywhere beginning with I. Idaho.
No.
Iowa.
No,
oh,
we're
Iowa,
not taking
that's
states.
Topical.
We're not taking states. Oh, Iowa. Why is that topical?
Oh,
I don't look at the news anymore. I'm imagining that Donald Trump's done something.
He's just won the caucus in Iowa back. But by the time this is broadcast, we'll have had New Hampshire. We'll have had Super Tuesday. I think Tuesday. Yeah, it's all happening now.
Though, people who aren't into American politics have no idea what
Ron DeSanctimonious is now supporting Trump. And that title has been officially retired.
Ron DeSanctimonious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not saying it anymore because Ron's supporting him.
Ron's now on his side. Listen, people will have no clue what we're talking about if they don't follow American politics. And to be honest, it is murky waters that we should not get into. If we're going to talk about Donald Trump and sex, we all know where we're going to go. We all know what's going to happen. So that's what I mean. It's murky waters. We can't tread there. And people are desperate to hear this question.
Yeah, sorry.
So are you ready? Right.
Wherever it's
in,
from,
everyone.
Whether it begins with I or not.
Or not. Exactly. Yeah. Here we go. Okay. Hi. First, I would like to thank you. I haven't got any proper sex education, and although I have read a lot about sex and sexuality, your podcast exposed how unaware and childish I was, for example, to pegging and consent. Your podcast also reduced the stress I feel about my sex preference and my sexual orientation. That is very kind and very nice. Thank you so much. I just want to remind people at home, I make a point now of reading every single question verbatim, and I can't help it if there's some nice, kind words in there. When I was 20 years old, I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease. Can we quickly pause? What is Crohn's disease?
A sort of inflammation of the gut.
Right, right. Okay. Doesn't sound great. You're making, mum's making a grimace that makes it sound like it's a ghastly disease that isn't very nice.
It's not pleasant.
It was a very traumatic experience. During the diagnosis, I needed to have a colonoscopy. Can you just tell us what a colonoscopy is?
They put a tube with a camera on up your bum.
Yeah, up your anus, yeah. Mm. Wasn't speaking of American politics, wasn't George W. Bush having something like this in America?
Well, you know what? I bet he wouldn't have had to have that colonoscopy if he'd eaten his broccoli. Or was that his dad that didn't eat? Oh, it was his dad that didn't like broccoli, wasn't it?
Is that true?
George Bush.
Bush colonoscopy leaves Cheney in charge.
Yeah, well, that was years ago anyway.
That
why,
was
why
years
do we
ago,
care?
2002. Yeah, sorry, this is a real tangent. Sorry.
You told me. This is the thing. This is why I make faces. Because you tell me, don't talk about that. That's not relevant. I'm the producer here. Don't talk about that.
Yeah,
Mom, and then all of that. You give it all of that. And then, what do you do?
I'm sat here Googling colonoscopy George W. Bush.
Which
and
nobody's
and again,
mentioned.
People will think Dick Cheney wasn't the we'll just think that he's they won't know who he is unless they saw that film with Christian Bale. They won't have a clue anyway.
What
guys
film
with
Christian Bale?
It was called Dick. I don't know what it was called. Anyway, he played
so
Dick Cheney.
Yeah,
exactly. I can't remember what it was called. Anyway, I'm really sorry for doing this, but when I was 20 years old, I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease. It was a very traumatic experience. During the diagnosis, I needed to have a colonoscopy, which we now know what that is. In some way, I feel that I was raped. And it changed my sexual orientation. Brackets, is this possible?
No.
To gay. Brackets, bottom.
No.
Now I'm 27. Spoilers, mum. Now I'm 27. But I still feel uncertain about my sexual orientation. It feels more like a need to get control over the penetration experience and not as a passion to my partner. Any advice?
It's certainly true that people who've been through a traumatic experience will often repeat it to get that sense of control. So that's absolutely right. That's true. But I don't think that a colonoscopy could make somebody sort of permanently change their sexual
orientation.
Yeah. I think, you know, so it may have drawn your attention to it and opened something up. And because a lot of people have what's called internalized homophobia. So they don't want to be gay and they feel shame about it. And so they try not to think about it. I mean, if anyone has read Zachary Zane's amazing book, which a very kind person bought me for Christmas.
It was me. Yeah. What's the book called?
Boy Slut.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So, and he talks about this. He talks about his difficulties in coming to terms with his sexual interests. And he went through this kind of experience, but he hasn't had a colonoscopy as far as I'm aware. But he did go through wondering, you know, am I gay? Am I straight? Am I what? And decided he was bisexual in the end.
Just if you, really sorry to jump in, if you want to hear any more from Zachary Zane, he did an episode with us on pegging. So go back in the archives and have a little listen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anyway, brilliant episode. So I think that this is more about coming to terms with what's going on for you. And I have to say, Crohn's is quite a serious condition. And I'm really sorry that we were larking around while we were talking about it because I do take it extremely seriously. I'm aware that you've been through a lot. So if you put this in context, there's obviously been a lot going on, and I think it's possibly very difficult to feel sexual when you're quite ill as well. So there's a heck of a lot going on for you. And rather than sort of speculate and Google this and worry about it, it would make much more sense to see someone officially and, you know, have some proper therapy and talk, or even, even just talking to friends, if they're sympathetic, would be a good a good idea. I mean, obviously, don't talk to somebody who is going to just say, well, shut that down immediately. Don't be silly. You're not going.
Yeah.
But just you know, just explore the idea of it. Just see what it feels like saying it out loud and talking to somebody.
Yeah, definitely. I think the idea of therapy there is really good, because, like we say, there's several elements of this to unpick. But I feel that I was raped. That's something that you might want to speak to someone professional about as well.
But people who have medical procedures often do feel that sort of thing. This is not uncommon. No. And any time you feel you've had something taken away from you, or you've been treated badly, I mean, I think I've had medical procedures where I've felt violated, definitely. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very easy, particularly if you're not warned what someone's about to do. It's a very common feeling. So that's what I'm talking about when I'm saying have some therapy. What I am definitely not saying is have some therapy to stop you from being gay. That is not what I'm saying. Nobody would ever say that.
No.
Exactly. In this country.
No.
Would not happen.
Or in their right mind. let's be real.
So that's not what I'm saying. But certainly, no. if you feel, if you know, that you've had this very nasty condition, you've had horrible medical procedures, often people are left with trauma after that. See to that and then see how you feel.
Yes. And may I also posit this forward? And I am actually going to, I'm hoping this is a bit of an open goal as to... a point now to bring the penguin forward, because I'm about to say something and you and the penguin can adjudicate whether they think this is right or wrong. Mum is holding the penguin ready for my assessment. Does this feel, as it feels to me, like a slight misunderstanding of sexual orientation, in the sense of this experience, which you have perceived potentially to affect the way that you like things like penises, etc., in your anus? Your anus has no sexual orientation. Mm. Liking your colon being massaged, that sort of stuff, that is not specifically a gay thing. It doesn't have to be specifically a gay thing. Straight people can like that too, do like that too.
Yeah, lots of them like it a lot.
Exactly. I mean, listen back to our episode on pegging, but just in general, you know, eating ass and you know, a cheeky finger up the bum and stuff, I think is actually like, sort of growing in popularity in
Absolutely.
Straight spaces, gay spaces, you name it. So to say that this experience has made you gay because of what it's done to your bum, I think is a misunderstanding of how sexual orientation works.
Yeah. I mean, it is possible to have procedures where your prostate is massaged and you might get sexual sensations from that, but it's like someone poking a finger in your eye and you can't not blink. So if somebody starts massaging your clitoris or your prostate
right,
or something,
you know,
you are going to become aroused, or you're going to have some sort of sexual sensations.
Yeah.
And that's really common. It is incredibly common to experience sexual sensations during medical procedures, but people don't talk about it. I mean, doctors definitely don't want to talk about it because they don't. You know, and medical professionals don't want to talk about it because they don't want to think that they're doing things to people. And it's completely haphazard. It could just be the way, you know, something moves. I mean, clamps and things like that are notorious. Abdominal clamps, you know, can sometimes be clamped over your pelvis, and you never know what's going to happen. So this is documented. It's known about.
Yes.
It's not unusual, and there is nothing you can do about it. It says nothing about your sexual orientation whatsoever. You are not now an endoscopy enthusiast as a result.
Yes.
It's not.
Wow, what a word.
What's happened.
And endoscopy means?
Endoscopy. It's the tube they use in a colonoscopy.
Yes. Wow, you're so knowledgeable. May I also say, our episode with Dr. Joe Court might be an episode for this person to listen to, because Dr. Joe Court talks a lot, very interestingly, about sexual orientation and basically what's a sexual and a romantic thing. And he talks about, you know, I don't think he would say he does like a gay test, but he sort of, you know, asks his clients things like, when you're on the beach, who are you looking at? Like, for him, he's a gay man. He's like, women get in the way. I'm trying to look at the guys. You know, when you say, I need to get control over the penetration experience and it's not a passion for my partner, this might be a journey of self-discovery for you, but I'd be surprised if you are the age you are now and you haven't felt any passion for your male partners at this point, you know? And I think that you may well think, oh yeah, I am gay because it's the people behind this that I like as well. But maybe not.
Yeah, so Joe talks about the difference between who you're romantically interested in and sexual interest. So there are lots of men who have sex with men but would not identify as gay at all or bisexual. They just, it's just something that they do. So yeah. Identity is a much more complicated thing.
Yes.
Than we imagine. And Diggs and I have no views about it. I mean, you know, how you identify is how you identify.
Yeah.
There's no judgment there.
Yeah, absolutely not. Speaking of judgment, what does the penguin think about what I had to say about sexual orientation and the anus?
Was nodding.
Nodding the whole way.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm really glad that with the reintroduction of the penguin, I mean, that was an open goal. I promise people that next time they'll get the penguin out, it will be something that's a lot more on edge. Wonderful. Okay.
I'd rephrase that.
What?
I'd be careful talking about getting the penguin out.
is that known to be a euphemism?
It is now.
Let's make that a thing. Poor old penguin. Oh, okay. Speaking of being on the edge, we're on the edge of this part of the episode. Let's come back after a break and have a few more questions.
People often ask me what my regular London pub is, but that assumes there's a pub I can easily return to, so please stop asking that.
London Pub Reviews, written by Paul Ewan and featuring Tim Key. A Hattrick podcast.
Did you save my seat? Why? I'm at a completely different pub now, with different seats. Catch up.
Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Drinking with dignity. Yes, sir. Yes, madam. That's me all over.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome back to The Real Sex Education After School. We've got a few more questions for you. You will not believe this, Mum.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this. Hello. Okay. I'm an Italian guy. What is
Another
going
eye.
On? What is going
Another
on?
Eye.
This
yes.
is actually ridiculous. I'm just scrolling down to see if there's anyone else. Okay, there isn't. Wow. I have a question for Kate.
Oh, thank you very much.
I'm 27.
Oh, another one.
And I am a gay guy in a relationship for 2 years now. In the past, I had a 4 years relationship with another guy and just some random experiences with women. Not much appreciated, though. In the last months, I found myself fantasizing about women and seeing that I don't actually mind it. It turns me on. But I'm not sure that I would like it if it happened in real life. This is confusing me a little bit, especially because my partner and I love each other's. Again, reading verbatim. And I really like how our relationship is going. Am I getting straight or just crazy? Lol.
Oh, bless.
There was just one experience that I actually liked with a woman, which was with a very good friend of mine, and we were drunk. Lol.
Oh, right. So what we were just saying about the difference between the sex you're interested in and your romantic interests maybe apply here. What I'm not saying is that you're stopping being gay. I think it's very unlikely that you're in a loving relationship. You're not suddenly going to stop being in a loving relationship or stop having gay interests. But it's very possible that you could also find some women attractive. And as you say, you don't know whether you'll like that or not. I mean, you know, people's sexual fantasies are often not things that they'd want to do in real life. And it's true. A lot of women, for instance, are not gay, but they're very turned on by watching women having sex.
Yes.
Because they identify with the women and their pleasure. Mm. And that's what's turning them on.
I think we all would benefit if more people knew that lots of women who identify as straight watch gay porn, lesbian porn.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, they can watch guys having sex together and identify with the pleasure they're having as well. Mm. Some people will and some people won't. And some people love it and some people don't. It's just, you know, we're all individual. And what you fantasize about or enjoy watching doesn't say that much about your sexuality. The most popular fantasy is around rape. Well, one of the most popular fantasies is around rape. Now, I can pretty much guarantee that the people having those fantasies do not want to be raped. Absolutely sure. But the fantasy is great. And it's particularly great for people who find it difficult to initiate sex or feel a bit guilty about sex or a bit ashamed about sex, because the fantasy allows them to have amazing sex without it being their responsibility. So it's often a segue kind of a fantasy that people often have quite early in their sexual careers, if you like, particularly if they feel a bit awkward or guilty about it. But, you know, you don't have to feel awkward or guilty. You can have a fantasy about whatever you like. Doesn't mean you're going to act it out.
Mm. Or, in this case, it might also be in the same vein, you might have this fantasy, because this feels like a very harmless fantasy of being with women. And hey, that just might be a new thing you try.
Yeah.
Why not? That does not mean that you love your partner any less that you've got at the moment. Oh, no. I'm answering the question. It was a question for you.
You can never.
I can't help myself.
You can never stop it. You're worse than the myself. Penguin.
Yeah. I'm really, really sorry. I'm so sorry. But I think you've answered that really well. And if I was to surmise, I would say, if it's just a fantasy, that's absolutely fine. If it's more than that, that's absolutely fine. Doesn't mean you love your partner any less.
Mm.
Great. Wonderful. Okay. God, I enjoyed that one as well. Here we go. A couple more. How can I ask my parents if I want to go to the urologist? Why do parents take girls to the gynecologist as soon as they start their teenage years and don't take guys to the urologist? Are men not supposed to go to the urologist until they're 50? 16-year-old guy.
Oh, I bet this is not a guy in the UK as well.
Some of the way it's written makes me think that might be
American.
Interesting.
Or it might not, but I mean, But some countries go to a particular doctor for a particular thing, whereas we tend to start off with the GP.
General practitioner.
Yeah. So mums don't take their daughters to the gynecologist. They take their daughters to the GP if they take them somewhere. And that's usually because they want to get some contraception or something like that. Mm. But if you're over 16, you can, you know, in this country at least, you can take yourself to a specialist. So I would go to, if you have any concerns about sex at all, I'd go to a sexual health clinic and see someone there.
Let's say they're from America, but specifically, as is the case with this podcast, from Iowa, right?
Or Illinois.
Well, I think in all of those cases, there's a high chance that they're quite far away from their urologist, and at 16 years old, they can't drive yet.
Well, then, so, sorry, the question was the question, how do you ask your parents?
Yes.
So we don't know what the concern is and whether a urologist is the appropriate person. And so they might have to tell their dad or somebody, mum, what the problem is, why they want to go to. I mean, what is it that they're worrying about? And it could be that there's somebody else who can say, oh, yeah, I would definitely see a urologist about that. Or, oh, no, that's normal. Because sometimes there are things that people are concerned about that are completely normal. Do you remember a little while ago someone was very concerned because they had a line along their penis?
Yes.
And thought this was abnormal. So if, you know, something like that, we can reassure them that's normal.
Yeah, yeah.
So long as it's not inflamed or anything like that. Mm. Whereas if you're producing pus or your foreskin is too tight, or if it's something like that, if there's any chance of infection or something, then you will need to see a doctor. But it could be something that you're concerned about, Just ask your dad and he'll give you an answer.
Yeah, exactly. If you think it might be an awkward conversation, remember, this is your parent and they will want to help you.
Absolutely.
And so if they think that urologist is the right place to go, or if you suggest going to the urologist, they're going to take that seriously. And they'll definitely think about it themselves as well. So yeah, I reckon just go and do it. And if you're scared to ask them out loud, write it down.
Yeah, text.
Text them, write it down, leave it with them, give that a go. Again, they'll take it very seriously.
Yeah, email.
Wonderful. Here we go. Send them an email. I am 26 years old and I haven't had sex since 2019. The last person I had sex with was just before the pandemic. I assumed after the lockdown lifted, I would be back to dating and having sex. But it has just never happened. I now feel like something is wrong with me. I feel so out of practice on how to approach someone and be seen as sexual. Any advice? Woman, 26, bisexual.
A lot of people are saying this. I mean, it's a lot of people are saying that they're finding it really difficult to get back into things post-pandemic. Do you have any friends? You know, friends that you trust that you can talk to, that you could go out with or spend time with? And I think maybe when you're not trying too hard, it's easier. I mean, obviously you can use dating apps and things like that.
Dating apps are a really nice way of doing this sort of thing. I would recommend Hinge because you have to use the 6 photos, you have to use prompts. There's other dating apps where, you know, you could have one photo, which isn't very good. But basically you get a better understanding of other people and who they are because they give you they write some stuff down. You have your pictures, you get a good idea of who they are and who you are. And when you match, it's that understanding that they like the look of you and you like the look of them. And then you chat for a bit and you think, oh yeah, they seem all right. And then you meet up. And then it's a nice jumping off point because you go to the date thinking, well, we both like the look of each other at the very least. And already you sort of solve one of your problems there of, you know, I feel out of practice of how to approach someone or to be seen as sexual. Well, these people pop up on your phone and they will be seeing you as sexual. Sorry. And you match that way.
But I think you don't want to get, I mean, I'm wondering if this person is avoiding that because they don't want to find themselves in a sexual situation immediately.
Yeah. You could say, oh, let's meet in the park, go for a walk, you know, not meet round my house.
Oh, God, no, don't meet at your house. Meet in public and tell people where you're going, obviously.
Exactly. Always.
Yeah. In the olden days, people used to meet people at parties and things like that, didn't they?
I can't imagine that.
Galleries were always a great place to meet people.
Galleries? Really? How could you pick someone up at a gallery?
Do you know, I was in a gallery yesterday.
Yeah.
And
oh, God, if you're about to tell me how you got picked up in there.
No.
Okay.
I was just walking around and I was just thinking, oh, I haven't seen a single nude. And it's, you know, unusual to go through a whole, you know, gallery without seeing nude. Yeah. And I walked into a room full of them.
Full of them.
Full of them.
And were there any paintings in there?
Well, no, they were photographs, actually.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Mm. No, I mean, I do think it's difficult. I think it's difficult for lots of people to get going again. It really is. Mm. But practice with friends so that you feel comfortable with people, really.
Yeah, and you mean practice just going out and having a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
Feeling sexual or being sexual. But
I
agree.
Look where that leads when you start practicing things. Look at us with the kiwi fruit. My God.
Oh, yeah. Again, go back and check out an episode called How to Kiss Properly.
Ugh.
Mum and I ended up shagging a couple of friends of ours who both happened to be kiwi fruits. Things got out of hand. Don't have sex with your friends.
Don't have sex with a kiwi fruit is really what he's saying. So not that kind of practicing, but just practicing being social, being around people. And I think then relationships come naturally.
There you go. There you go. I think that's a good piece of advice to end on. Mum, thank you so much as
ever.
You want
the penguin, don't you?
Penguin, thank you so much as ever. We will make this penguin a thing. I do think I need to be put on blast more and judged more.
I was whispering.
What's it whispering to you?
Can't tell you.
Oh, God. He's like that, isn't he? Guys, thank you so much for the questions. Keep those coming in. You know where they are in the bio of this episode or our social media channels. We're at the RSC Pod. Look us up everywhere. I won't list the ones that we're on because Mum will forget her line. Give us a review, rating on iTunes, Spotify. Leave us a comment on
X,
YouTube.
Formerly known as Twitter.
Oh, for God's sake. What was that? What the hell is that?
Yeah.
That's insane. I can't believe you don't say it at the right time. Was that latency? Was that lag? Or were you just trying to piss me off and just say it and just interrupt me with that? Well, guess what, everyone? If you weren't listening earlier, we are on X, formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah, and also leave us a comment on YouTube as well.
Yes, and if it's a really nice one, we'll pin it to the top of the episode. Ooh. How about that? That's fun. Yeah, and just let us know your thoughts and let us know any advice that you'd like to give to these people. Who knows? They might be reading the comments, so add them in there. Thank you so much again, everyone. Make sure you're subscribed, you're following, you're sending us those lovely comments, and we'll see you next time for some real sex education.
Bye.
Bye. You've been listening to The Real Sex Education, which is hosted by Diggory Waite and Kate Campbell. The show is produced by Diggory Waite, and the executive producer is Claire Broughton. The Real Sex Education is a Hattrick podcast.
This podcast is based on the real-life relationship between Diggory Waite and his mother, accredited sex therapist Kate Campbell. The show is therefore inspired by, but otherwise unrelated to, the TV show Sex Education. But yes, Diggory does wish his mother was played by Gillian Anderson.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.